Hot 105, a prominent high school back in the days during segregation, Mays High School in South Miami-Dade County. With us from the Mays Alumni Association, we have Carolyn Taylor Pates. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Quite well. Also from the Mays Alumni Association, Ms. Gladys Briscoe. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Quite well. And we also have Kevin Miles. How are you?
Good morning, Rodney. How are you?
Quite well. Mays High School does not exist as it did when you were in school, but now it is called the Arthur Polly Mays Conservatory for the Arts, and you are still the alumni and you assist the school.
Basically, it's a magnet school. We have partnered with them for over the years because we are an alumni of Mays, and we assist them through the Curtis Armstrong Scholarship Banquet that we do every year.
And tell me more about the Curtis Armstrong Scholarship Fund.
The Curtis Armstrong Scholarship was started in 1991. He was a student there, the class of 58. He passed away, so then they named it his scholarship.
And each and every year, the Mays Alumni Association has a scholarship in honor of Mr. Curtis Armstrong. It's a fundraising banquet.
We have banquets. We have done it now for 3 years.
And your banquet takes place this Saturday, April 1st.
Yes, this banquet will be in honor of Curtis Armstrong. We are inviting the public to this event, and we are asking for classes of Mays High School back in the day, from classes 1954 to 1969 to attend this banquet. It's going to be at the Royal Palace Banquet Hall, which is in Homestead, Florida. That's 1825 Northeast 8th Street, Galileo Plaza. And it starts at 7:30 p.m.
And you'll be honoring some people in our community.
We'll be honoring a couple of original sponsors of the Alumni Association.
And you'll also have some dynamic entertainment.
Pastor Keith Miller, Master Blaster, as everyone refers to him.
Yes, the Master Blaster, prominent in the history of Miami music. And what's the attire for the event?
The attire would be casual to being comfortable. It is a dinner and dance, so we want you to be able to enjoy the dancing portion of it.
And Ms. Taylor Pates, if you'd like more information, your contact number?
305-910-5259. That's 305-910-5259.
And how can we contact you for more information, Ms. Briscoe?
786-227-1130. 786-227-1130.
And during segregation, Mays was our only high school in that area. And what did it mean to you?
Well, for me, in 1959, I entered the seventh grade there, coming from Homestead at A.L. Lewis Elementary School. Very fun for me learning. I did mostly business classes. I had an opportunity from 10th through 12th grade to actually work in the office. So I guess that's kind of how I saw so many different people, and coming from Homestead and affiliated with Homestead through Richmond Heights.
And what was the physical location for Mays High School?
216th Street, which is called Hayman Mills Drive. I started there when it was Goose Elementary, and then they built Mays Elementary, Junior, Senior High School.
And at the Curtis Armstrong Scholarship Banquet this Saturday, you're going to honor some of those individuals who made an impact.
Mrs. Grady Lee, Ashley Dinkins were some of our second grade teachers. The other person is Wilbert Bryant, my classmate, the class of 58, the superlatives.
And to this day, you assist those students. And what's the cost for the banquet fundraiser?
Keeping scholarship in mind, it's $70 for the dinner dance. We will also have a silent auction and other items of pleasure for the evening.
And Kevin Miles, you're the Curtis Armstrong Scholarship recipient. How did it impact your life?
It impacted my life simply to allow me to matriculate off to college to the University of Tennessee, and later come back to be employed with Miami-Dade County and to start our own nonprofit organization called System Miami, Inc.
We'd like to see you support this scholarship fundraiser.
From the Mays Alumni Association, Carolyn Taylor Pates, Ms. Gladys Briscoe, Mr. Kevin Miles, much success this Saturday at the Royal Palace Banquet Hall in Homestead at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all.
Thank you very, very much.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.